This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Thomas Eric Duncan became the first person to die of Ebola on American soil today. He was 42 years old. Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, where he was diagnosed and hospitalized last week, made the announcement at 10:13 a.m. 11 days ago, Thomas Eric Duncan was rushed into Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital and put into isolation. Then, last Tuesday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed he had Ebola. He was the first patient to be diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Duncan had traveled to Dallas from Monrovia, the Liberian capital, to be with his girlfriend, Louise Tro, and their son. Tro and three others were put in quarantine almost a week ago because of their contact with Duncan. While Tro remained in isolation, discouraging news of Duncan's battle with Ebola trickled out from the hospital. The faith community stepped into high gear. On Sunday, Tro couldn't make it to Wilshire Baptist Church in East Dallas, where she was baptized in June. Senior Pastor George Mason asked worshipers to pray and show compassion.
The church is here to remind people that no matter how something has been contracted, an illness has been contracted, no matter how the circumstances unfold, this is a human drama, one that could involve any of us personally.
Mason was helping Tro to plan a wedding with Duncan, who he says goes by Eric.
This has been in the works for several months, that this was not an immediate decision of his to come to the States. He had been waiting for a visa, and it came through, but of course he became symptomatic before they could have that meeting and we could make a plan for the wedding.
Duncan and Tro had been separated for almost two decades. The New York Times reported from Liberia that the two met in the early 90s. It was in the midst of a brutal civil war that left 200,000 people dead and hundreds of thousands more refugees in neighboring countries, including Duncan and Tro. Family members in Liberia say the two started a relationship in a refugee encampment near a border town in the Ivory Coast. Tro's application to move to the U.S. was approved several years later, and she took the couple's three-year-old son, Karsaya Eric, to the U.S. Duncan's visa applications were denied. Now, Reverend Mason says the two were finally reconciling.
And so they were in a process of renewing their relationship and trying to make that happen here.
They were together a week, but their now 19-year-old son never got to see his dad. He spoke publicly for the first time on Tuesday night.
Be strong, even though it's hard being in the house for 21 days, not knowing what's going to happen after she get out and stuff. But yeah, I hope y'all keep praying that my family is okay and my dad make it out safely.
Their son said God was calling him to visit his dad. Hospital officials wouldn't let him visit his father's room at Presbyterian Dallas, where Duncan was on a ventilator and in critical condition. Duncan was healthy 3 weeks ago as he was preparing to leave Monrovia for the U.S. But days before his departure, he decided to help his landlords transport their pregnant daughter to a hospital, according to the New York Times. She was sick with Ebola and died hours later. Although Duncan was finally able to leave Liberia, the deadly disease followed him to Dallas. His body will be cremated so that his remains can be safely returned to his family. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.